Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, we start the Splash for June 17th. Sham Charania of The Athletic tweeted the following yesterday. One NBA player has tested positive for coronavirus out of the 164 tested over the last week. That lucky player, of course, it's Suns guard Chris Paul. Come on down. You're the next contestant on What the Hell Happens Next. Suns are in a holding pattern on Paul as they get ready for the Western Conference Finals without him right now. The team did issue a statement yesterday that the next update on Paul's condition would be released on Saturday, which potentially would be the day before Game 1 of the Conference Finals if the Clippers can polish off the Utah Jazz. So the Suns waiting on that front as well. And I know there's a lot of preparation going on, but there's also that whole element of waiting for the Phoenix Suns right now.
Yeah. Yes, and I think that there's a lot of that, but it just seems to me, and I don't know whether this is legit or not, but just general things that are being said by basketball people are raising the level of optimism here that Chris Paul might not miss a game or one game at most. And we also know that with what went down last night, they're either going to open at home on Sunday against a Clippers team that probably doesn't have Kawhi, or they're going to get the Tuesday opening, which was what we considered to be the best-case scenario.
Yes. About that waiting, it was a tremendous performance by the L.A. Clippers last night, playing without Kawhi Leonard. L.A. got 37 points, 16 rebounds from Paul George, overcame 20 made three-pointers by Utah in a 119-111 win in Salt Lake City that puts L.A. up 3-2. It's now the second straight year the Clippers have been one win away from the conference finals. Of course, last season, they blew a 3-1 series lead against Denver to squander their chance at making their first conference finals appearance in franchise history. Game 6 of that series on Friday night. It was a very entertaining game.
Uh-huh.
It was a strange game in that the Utah Jazz, from three-point range in the first half, 17 three-pointers in the first half, and they were up 5.
Yeah.
There had to be a feeling of, uh-oh. In the second, in that locker room at halftime.
Yeah.
And then they go three for 24 in the second half from behind the arc.
Exactly. That looked to me very much like one of those Suns games we would occasionally get during the regular season. Come out on fire from the perimeter and not stop shooting them, shoot themselves out of leads. That kind of was, I thought that was an incredibly stout performance from the Clippers. I don't know if they're ever going to get that again, especially from Reggie Jackson, you know, but for one night, that was quite impressive.
Yeah, and then we got the, injuries have been a big part of the playoffs. Obviously, Donovan Mitchell, even through this ankle injury that he's recovering from, has been brilliant at times. And then last night, he was not brilliant and said, I couldn't do the things that I wanted to do out there with his ankle.
Well, he tweaked it again.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the things that I had a takeaway from last night's game. Like, man, Donovan Mitchell is not, he's as fragile as just about anybody.
Another great game before that. It was either an epic comeback by the Atlanta Hawks or a historic collapse by the Philadelphia 76ers or a combination of the two. But the upstart Hawks are one win away from the Eastern Conference Finals. They beat Philadelphia 109-106 in Game 5. Atlanta trailed by as many as 26 points with 8 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the third quarter, but slowly chipped away at the deficit. Trae Young had 13 of his 39 in the fourth quarter. Lemon Pepper Lou Williams also had 13 in the quarter. Atlanta outscored Philly 40-19 over the final 12 minutes. Joel Embiid and Seth Curry combined for 73 points for the Sixers, but Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris were both awful, combining for just 12 points. Simmons missed 10 of his 14 free throw attempts, and Philadelphia has choked away 44 points worth of leads in their last two losses.
Okay, check this out. Ben Simmons has missed 45 free throws this postseason. The Phoenix Suns have missed 29.
Yeah, there's some amazing Ben Simmons free throw statistics.
Yeah.
And they're ready to run him out of town in Philadelphia. And I gotta say, I know the fans are very reactionary there. I don't blame them. He took 4 shots and missed 10 free throws.
And my buddy from Philly just instantly texted me, Sixers need to trade Simmons. They're ticked, dude. Philly fans. And how about Atlanta? being the city known for squandering things.
Mm-hmm.
Trae Young is changing everything about the dynamics of being a sports fan in Atlanta.
They might have exercised that demon.
They might have.
The Sixers basically blew a 28-3 lead.
Dude, and I told you there was a guy who put $10,000 on the Atlanta Hawks to win the Eastern Conference. If they pull that off, that dude's going to net $500,000.
Good for him.
Wow.
Disposable income is nice.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Nets can join the Suns in the conference finals round with a win over Milwaukee tonight. The Nets took a pivotal game 5 on Tuesday, coming back from a 17-point deficit thanks to a Herculean effort by Kevin Durant. That game tips off tonight at 5:30. You can see it on ESPN. The D-backs continue racking up road losses and have now tied a Major League Baseball record with their 22nd straight loss away from home. This one, a 13-7 pasting laid on them by the San Francisco Giants. D-backs got 2 runs to grab the lead in the first, but Merrill Kelly then came out and got racked for 4 runs in a 47-pitch bottom of the first, setting the tone for the rest of the night. The Giants tortured D-backs pitching for 13 hits and 5 home runs, 13th straight loss overall. They are now tied with the 1963 New York Mets as the only teams to have 2 or more 13-game losing streaks in one season. And it's only June 17th, Bick.
Oh, my goodness.
Today's game does mark the return of Zach Gallen after his UCL injury. He'll be faced by Kevin Gausman. Day game, so you don't have to wait around to see history be made tonight. All right, today, 12:45, first pitch from the Bay. Pregame coverage starts at 12 on ESPN, 6:20 a.m. Real quick other note on Major League Baseball. Mets pitcher Jacob deGrom continues to have one of the most baffling seasons ever. He threw 3 perfect innings, struck out 8 of the 9 batters he faced, left with discomfort again. The Mets beat the Cubs, by the way, 6-3. He also had an RBI single in the second inning. He's got 6 runs batted in this year, and he's allowed 4 earned runs.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Wow.
And talk about being a frustrated fan base. Every time the guy pitches, he's electric, but he can't get through a game.
Wow.
Mercury lost last night to the Sparks, 85-80. Their 4th straight loss. Same 2 teams will play tomorrow night at the L.A. Convention Center because there's a playoff game at the Staples Center. And finally, U.S. Open getting underway today. Long fog delay held up for the start of the tournament. But for the first round, it looks like a beautiful day at Torrey Pines.
Yeah, it does.
Matthew Wolf is your leader right now. 3 under through 4 holes. He is 1 stroke better than Patrick Rogers, Francesco Molinari, Tyrell Hatton, and Siwoo Kim. Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
Koepka right now 2 strokes off.
Yeah, listen, and one of the big stories is could Phil Mickelson actually win back-to-back majors and get the career Grand Slam?
Yeah, he's finished, what? Second 6 times
6
at this event.
Times. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so we'll keep you updated on that as well. There's a lot going on today. There's your splash.